America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pardon me. I can't see.
I mean, it really will hit.
You're trying to be what he's destined to be.
It will hit when this plays at the Super Bowl. I mean, it will.
No, it will. It's going to be all. Everything's going to come full circle for him.
It will. Now, I would have felt better about that being a reality if
and
they
he's
actually
going to talk bad about the media, how they said all the mean and hurtful
especially
about
that former Eagle on the midday show who crushed him.
You know, I have a theory about the Sirianni thing and hair and all that. We're now 4 weeks removed from
that's about right.
The head shave, and things were going up and up and up. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they seem like they hit snag. The hair's growing back.
Is that what it is?
He's got to cut it again.
He totally does. Again, you know, he mentioned publicly that his wife's not the biggest fan of the hair that short. Well, we got to decide what's more important here, wins or personal stuff.
There must be something with the amount of hair like closing in on his brain, making it heavy up there.
You think that's
what
Sunday was?
More freedom.
Yeah. Better decisions. That's my motto.
Let it breathe.
Less hair, better decisions. That's the midday show's logic. All right, 215-592-9494. We're looking for iconic duos today for our big, huge. I mean, this is, would you say, the biggest giveaway in life?
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, it's in ever. In life.
In life, the history of the midday show. Well,
all of that.
Yeah, it's going on for the next couple weeks. We started yesterday. It's called ComboCon, the ultimate tailgate giveaway. Ultimately, by the end, we're giving away, a Yeti cooler,
Yeti,
a cornhole set, giant Jenga, smoker, and a 55-inch TV. That will be our grand prize winner. You could be qualified today, and the winner today and every day for the next couple weeks wins Jack Daniels rock glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, smoking chips, and a tote bag. We're looking today for the most iconic duo. It's a fun topic. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones and all things Eagles, Hugh's trying to cope I don't even know what he's doing today. Trying to pretend that the Eagles, shouldn't have done more yesterday. They did nothing at the deadline. Kyle and I are obviously not happy about it. Darius Slay, although he didn't play on Sunday, he wanted to chime in on the head coach we were just talking about. Here's Slay on the podcast on Sirianni's in-game decisions.
I ain't going to say it's really bad on offense, because we like our coach to be aggressive. I know a lot of guys be like, oh man, coach should take the points. Coach should do this. Coach should do that. Da 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 da. We okay with going forward on fourth down because we got guys that we trust and believe that could get the play done. You know what I'm saying? Not too long ago, we played the Giants. 4th and 3. And y'all know what happened on that 4th and 3. Tuck. You know where it hurts throwing that mud AJ on the go ball. Tuck. You know what I'm saying? So we cool with it. And you know what I'm saying? I can't say Jacksonville Jaguars played the Snoopy, the best I ever seen a team play it, because I think we even convert now, maybe one, and that's rare. And we've been doing the Snoopy for so long, and guys didn't stop it. I got to commend them. They stopped it, and everybody probably complained about the 2 points.
Snoopy.
Yeah.
The 2 point, the tush push
is the Snoopy?
That's what he called. I guess that's their name
for it. We're putting a ban on that right now. What are you talking about?
The Snoopy.
Never been a thing.
I was trying to, like, I heard it the first time. I'm like, what is he talking about? What is the Snoopy? So he defended Sirianni there. I have one thing I need to say, though, about the trust thing. Sirianni said this the other day. I think he said it to... his press conference, and by the way, the Sirianni press conference coming up in about a half hour, we'll play it for you. But he said at his last press conference, I think he said it with Joe and John, he likes to use the term, trust is the reason he goes for the fourth downs, right? Mm-hmm. He trusts his players, he trusts Jalen, he trusts AJ, whatever. But if when he says that, does that mean the next time he doesn't go for it?
He doesn't trust him.
Right, like when you kind of open the can of worms to, I'm doing this because I trust my players. Well, what happens if you decide not to go for it on Sunday against the Cowboys?
I think, you know what's funny about that, and I think back to when I played, that was something that you didn't have to tell anybody. You just knew that whatever coach called, he felt good about the position that he was putting you in.
Sure.
As a defender, if we go for it on fourth and one, he doesn't have to say, hey, Hugh, I trust you guys. He doesn't have to tell you that. He's telling you that by the play.
The action. Yeah, the action.
And I think if he doesn't go for it, that doesn't say that he doesn't trust me. That to me says that he's doing what's best for that situation. So I guess you know what it is? It's to me when I hear them speak, I feel like they're going above and beyond trying to defend everything that coach does instead of just being honest about the situation. Because as a former player, I've never been in a game where only time that I ever felt like I wasn't trusted was when Donovan got hurt, Corey got hurt, and I think AJ Philly had to go in. And I remember Joe Banner running into the locker room and talking about, well, you said he was belligerent, you know, and I like Joe, but he was all nervous about the fact that all our quarterbacks got hurt. And I remember sitting in the locker room, I'm like, yes, we're still here. I was like, we're still here. Like, we can, you know, we're a part of this team, and there's no need to panic or anything like that.
Basically, you were saying the defense will hold it down.
Yeah, we did. But to go above and beyond trying to defend everything that coach does, I just think it's a little bit too much. I do.
I feel like his biggest mistake is explaining it away by just being like, I'm always going to trust my guys.
Yep.
Like, he should have stopped after he said, I'm going to make the decision that I think is best for the team.
That's it.
At that time.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
Because I know it's going to happen. There's going to be a moment in the next few weeks he's not going to go for a fourth down or a 2-point or whatever.
Right.
Like an area that he's done it before.
And then it's going to be the question, well, hey, did you not trust your team in that situation?
But let's use Jalen just because he's the quarterback. They're not going to go for a fourth down on offense. And then after the game, one of the reporters is going to say, did you not trust Jalen in that spot? And he's then what?
Right.
Like, you're caught then.
Yeah.
Like, well, I do trust him, but like it just.
I think it's a mistake for him to lean on. I'm always going to make, or for any coach to say, I'm always going to make the aggressive decision, or I'm always going to make the conservative decision. Concern yourself with making the right decision, not the decision that ends up with the successful result, because you don't know what that is. But make the decision that is best in that moment, in that game, for your team. Not always the conservative, not always the aggressive, the right one.
Well, and the reality is this. Fans ultimately only care if the decision is right. This has always been, when we do baseball stuff with in-game decisions at bullpen, no one cares why Topper goes to this reliever. They care, did that reliever get an out?
And I've been saying this for weeks, and nobody is hearing it, especially Coach Sirianni, if you listen to the show. The more information that you offer up, the worse you make it for yourself, coach, because now we're sitting here piecing together and talking about everything that you tell us. We don't need to know everything, because now you've put yourself in a position where everything you say is going to be overanalyzed. The simple fact that you put it out there that you trust your guy, you don't need to tell us that. They know that. You tell them that every week when you're in that locker room, when you have that breakdown. We hear it. You don't need to take that to the press conference. Because the only thing you're doing is adding more fuel to the fire when you don't do something that you said you do.
Yeah, it is. And look, Slay and the players, they defend him and they back him, and that's great. But the bottom line is, like, just make the right call, put the team in the right spot, and people will be fine with it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Kyle and I need help to get Hugh to change his mind on this. I mean, the fact that Hugh's okay.
Not going
to
do it.
With this idea
never
of
gonna
a
do
quiet
it.
Deadline by Howie Roseman. It's rough. I mean, you were the guy. You were supposed to be leading this bus trip to New Orleans.
And I'm still on it. And you know what's funny about that, though? I wasn't leading a bus trip. I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and then y'all
strong-armed the bus.
Made it a bus trip.
I'm sorry about that, but that's we have a bus trip now. You're leading it, and yesterday the Eagles said,
an agenda to change your agenda.
It's all about agendas here. John's in Brumall. Hey, John.
John, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
He absolutely had to do something yesterday. I don't agree with that the team is good enough. There's no way. They're not good enough to beat Kansas City. They're not good enough to beat Detroit, you know, and I don't even think they're good enough to beat Washington. I think they're going to lose them games, tell you the truth.
Well, they might. And, Don, if they do that, then we're talking about a wild card at best, and it's an uphill climb to try to, you know,
I don't know
win
if I believe that when they won't beat Washington, though. Come on, man. Washington almost lost to the Chicago Bears.
We almost lost the Jaguars.
Yeah, we always lose to Washington.
Did almost lost
it
to
seems
Chicago,
like every year, even last year and the year before that, we still split with them at least. You know what I mean?
I mean, but that's
and Washington made moves, and we did.
That's the division. Look, you can't name me any year, whenever the Eagles were good or bad, that they didn't split in the division. I mean, that's just your division rival. That right. happens.
Right. Yeah, but they have weaknesses, and they know they have weaknesses deep down inside. And the thing is with this team, I blame Howie Roseman for years of not drafting the proper people. He a lot of draft busts. He has some good ones every once in a while. He's lucky, and he'll get a first-round pick that amounts to something. But the majority of the time, how many times has he's been around too long? They should have got rid of Roseman years ago.
Well, I think John he does a good job. I'm a Howie guy, but I this is bizarre, John, because this is not his MO. Usually he's very aggressive, and every time they have a team that's pretty good, he adds. It's just this one caught me off guard. All right, John, give us an iconic duo. Who you got?
Sonny and Cher.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a big one, John. That's a really good answer. All right, John's in the mix. Sonny and Cher.
She's still doing her thing, man.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just saying she's performing. She's, you know, still, you know, having relations. She's doing her thing. she's still doing her thing. And she still looks great. What? I'm just saying, you asked me. What you thought I was going to not answer the question? You wanted some clarity?
I just...
What? I don't understand.
Let's go to Jimmy and Bridgeboro. I need a second. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, guys, man.
Hey, Jimmy.
First of all, I'm going to tell you, the three of you are so entertaining, man. I love the show. First time, long time. And you were absolutely one of my favorite ballers ever.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Jimmy. Hugh used to know football, Jimmy. Remember that? When he used to know football?
Well, let me tell you this one. It's too much. I mean, the way he talks under his breath sometimes when certain callers are being stupid, I almost run off the road. It's unbelievable.
We don't have any stupid callers. Just callers that I don't agree with for the most part.
All the callers we have that disagree with you are brilliant.
We love our callers.
Go ahead, Jimmy. What are you thinking?
So what I'm thinking is 100% I agree that I'm disappointed not making a move yesterday. The way I look at it, you know, some of the things that Howie did in 2017, some of the ballers he brought onto that team, it made a difference. They were true ballers on the field, and they were a presence in a locker room. And I think if you brought somebody in like that with the way this defense is playing right now, you could take that defense to the next level, and I think he missed an opportunity. Just how I feel.
Yeah, I think, Jimmy, that's a good way to put it. He missed yesterday was an opportunity to get better. And it's one thing if it was a year where no one is making moves and it's like a quiet deadline. But most of the teams, Jimmy, that are contenders or at least, you know, have a good record, they added something. Like, even if it was just marginal, they tried to get better and we sat it out.
100%. I mean, they see that opportunity. They know where they're at, 6-2, 7-1, wherever they're at. And they said, hey, you know what? Let's spend a little bit of money. Let's bring another guy into this locker room, onto this field, and take a shot. And Howie didn't do that yesterday.
No, he didn't. Jimmy, give us a great iconic duo. Who you got?
Okay, these guys are truly iconic, and they got one of the most epic skits ever. Who's on first? Abbott and Costello.
Oh, that's
you went
a big
old
one.
School with that one. That is a good one.
We've got some big ones here. Jimmy appreciates the phone. I mean, the last two, actually the last three, the Kelce brothers, Sonny and Cher, Abbott and Costello, Hugh. I mean, those...
Hey, yo, Abbott. I used to watch those movies every Saturday, whatever movie they were in.
Yeah.
You know, like the Mummy, Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy or whatever it was, but yeah.
We got some answers so far that are going to be, it's going to be a difficult debate for us by the end of the show to give away today's prize. 215-592-9494. You see that? I mean, the more people that chime in here, the more it's time for you to change your position.
Nah, I'm not. I'm okay with it because I try to be a forward thinker. I think a lot of people like, you know, you guys are kind of stuck in the past, and you're letting all these past relationships and past heartbreaks hold you back.
We're trying to get better.
No, but I think we are better. I think we're getting better every week.
How did we get better when we did nothing?
They stood pat.
Because the guys are getting better. Defense is getting better. Your defense, the ones that y'all made me decide to cut my beard off for, held the Jaguars to 16 points. What else do you want?
Stink.
More.
Yes.
Okay, well, they got another game coming. They got Dallas Cowboys.
Right, but now the trade deadline's over. Yeah, so
other
we can't
teams didn't. Let them cook. Let them eat. Let them young cats eat. Let the young Thundercats do what
didn't
they do.
Didn't we just do this with the Phillies?
Didn't we just say?
This is the Yohan Rojas.
That's what it is. No, see, that's what it is for y'all. Y'all got PTSD.
It should be for everyone.
Because of the Phillies.
But we tried this. We piecemealed it. Austin Hayes. Maybe Brandon Marshall hit lefties. Maybe Yohan Rojas is actually an offensive player.
Was it Nolan Smith trending as a bust about a few weeks ago?
Yes.
Now he's considered, like, now he's one of everybody's favorite Eagles. Wasn't N'Kobe Dean trending as a bust?
Yeah.
Now he's everybody's favorite Eagle.
But no one wanted to get rid of those guys. I want to add to the mix.
And they're playing well. And he's healthy. Favorite Eagle.
You're just overlooking the ad.
I ain't
to the
overlooking
mix.
Nothing.
You just like the Eagles. Overlooking adding
I ain't
to the mix.
I ain't overlooking nothing. I'm trying to get you people correct.
All I know is this. Yesterday, the Kansas City, over the last couple weeks, the Chiefs got better. The Lions got better. The Bills got
better.
They
needed a receiver, though.
We needed stuff.
They needed. It would have been nice to have something, but we didn't need anything.
To win the Super Bowl?
No, we good. We good. We still going to Louisiana. Still going. Southbound and down.
I will say this. I do not feel as good today as I did a couple days ago about the Eagles' chances. I watched the Lions get better. I watched the
because you're a habitual grass watcher. You like to watch other people's grass.
I'm staring at grass. Okay, I am locked in. Guys, we keep talking about the Super Bowl. I don't even know if we're going to win our division.
I think we will.
Ah,
I know we will.
You know we will.
Yeah, I'm about to put a bet on it. Parlay, win the division.
What are you going to parlay with? Another division winner? You could do that.
Man, what's up? I'm gonna say, okay, Detroit Lions.
Well, that's well, it's not as chalky as I would say the Bills, who are up like four games of the division. Yeah. All right, so you want to do Lions, Eagles, and what else? You do a three teamer?
I'll do three. How
do you hear that? Hugh knows they're gonna win the NFC East. He knows.
You don't
that.
Know a damn thing.
I'm thinking about being a little you know, thinking outside. Maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, so what are you doing here? You're doing an Lions, Eagles, Steelers division winners parlay?
Yeah.
All right, you want to know
what the Steelers are going to take that division from the Ravens?
I'm being a Mac.
No, you're going to give your money to the
$2
betting sites. Yeah.
Two whole dollars. Mm-hmm. But if I'm right.
I mean, $2 wins about $14 here.
Now I need to juice up that parlay.
You got to juice it up.
Okay. I can't pick out of West. I can't pick it.
Well, that's how you juice it up.
Yeah,
well,
but I can't pick the Rams,
why?
Though.
Why?
Because I picked them not go to the playoffs.
Throw the Cardinals in there.
I'll throw the Cardinals.
All right, four teamer. And then see, now you're cooking. All right, four teamers: Steelers, Eagles, Lions, Cardinals. Division winner parlay. It's 25-1. $2 wins $50.
I'll take that. Right. That's a coat right there.
Yeah, there we
Anything
go.
Anything that puts me in that coat area, I'm good.
Hugh's
with that.
Got a coat. Tom and Willow Grove is up. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What's going on, what's man? Up, buddy?
Not much, man. I'm just driving to Scranton right now. If I lose you under the tunnel, I apologize.
We'll blame Hugh for it. No worries,
yeah,
Tom.
My
Go
fault.
Ahead.
It'd be my fault.
Always on you. But, yeah, I agree totally. You know, we should have made some type of move, especially on the defensive line, just to give some guys some breaks and rest, you know, for the second half of the season.
Yeah, Tom, I think that what you just said there is an important one. Like, the Eagles probably didn't have a super huge glaring hole. Like, you know, they have nobody at safety or nobody at pass rush or no one defensive line. But that's a big part of it, right? Keeping everyone fresh down the stretch. Tom, I go back to 2017. They didn't need a running back. They had LeGarrette Blount. They had Corey Clement. But they added Jay Ajayi to the mix, and it helped.
Right. Yeah, look at that fresh, you know, Clement down the sideline for the pass. He's not in there if we don't make that move.
I totally agree, Tom. It's you have to almost get ahead of it instead of just, you know, waiting to see if there's a hole. It was a bizarre trade deadline, Tom. Howie's usually way aggressive, and it felt like this time he just sat it out. All right, Tom, give us an iconic duo. What do you got?
How about Bonnie and Clyde?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, we said iconic, and the people are bringing some iconic duos. Tom, we appreciate the phone call. Bonnie and Clyde, you see? See, you say you're pragmatic. I think Tom was pragmatic there. He was talking about trying to get ahead of the issues. Get a guy so if you have an injury or someone wears down, you've got more options.
I mean, but you always take that chance, man. But I look at it like this. Like, because I know a big talk yesterday was the running back position. How do we know Will don't have a running back on the team that can get it done? How do we know Will Shipley can't be that change of pace? How do we know? We drafted him.
He does have burst.
How do we not know? He had a touchdown and we got called back. How do we not know if we don't give him a chance? You know, and I look at it like, would I give him a chance? Yeah.
Now you're kind of forced to.
No, I mean, I would.
I would have liked to have had a better trade deadline.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So I understand what Hugh's point just was, and you're talking about a rookie, right? And you've also brought up Nolan Smith. I'm telling you, my theory is if you gave truth serum to Howie Roseman, you know where his eyes are?
Where?
2025.
You think so?
I don't. But they didn't. They're playing young players. They're going to roll with young guys. That's not how you usually win a Super Bowl.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs won doing that. Where they play the young corners.
Mahomes.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you're right. And they're hoping that at some point you could put more on your quarterback's plate. Like, you know what? To be totally honest, full disclosure. We solve all these problems. Everything that we're talking about with the defense, the offense, the fact that Saquon Barkley is running the ball as much as he is.
Yep.
We solve all these problems if we do one thing. You know what that one thing is?
Throw the ball more efficiently.
And put a little bit more on the quarterback's plate.
I agree. But they seem to be taking it away from him.
But, again, we're halfway through the season now. Who's to say that Jalen Hurts doesn't progress and takes all of that pressure off of everybody, because that's the answer right there, Joe.
I agree with you, and he might, but the evidence says week by week they're asking to do less and less.
Well, I mean, I think part of that. But I think even though last week looked the way that it did, I think that there's some light at the end of the tunnel. A little bit of light. Not a whole lot. I'm not about to sit here and lie to nobody. But there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Jahan Dotson, or Sasquatch, because that's what he is.
I'm supposed to feel better because Jahan Dotson made a circus catch. Listen, I'm
just trying to give you a little bit of hope here. That's all I'm doing. Because if you've been following me and listening to these gems that I've been dropping on the stage the last couple of weeks, I'm the one that kind of told you that when Coach Sirianni, his Britney Spears moment, that this was going to be a rallying cry. Was I wrong?
No.
Okay. So follow me here.
So you got one right.
I got more than one right. I'm the guy that hit the 8-leg parlay. Let's not forget.
I'm trying to forget.
Let's not forget.
We're all trying to forget.
I hit an 8-leg parlay not too long ago. So I know what I'm doing. Whether you believe me or not, I know what I'm doing. I don't know why you're laughing.
Has
anybody else in here hit an 8-legger?
Yes.
When?
Dude, Hugh, some of us didn't just start gambling last week.
When did you hit an 8-legger?
Hugh, I've hit bigger than 8-leggers before.
Not this week. No, you didn't. Yes, you got to show me. I can show you mine.
I also have to remind
you. I can show you some insane bet slips, buddy.
Can I remind you also something?
Bend your knee to my knowledge.
A broken clock is right twice a day, all right?
I hit an 8-legger in the last couple weeks. I don't know nobody else can say that.
What does that have to do with the Eagles training for
because
somebody?
Because I'm right. I'm telling you what I'm talking about.
I told you so, Douglas.
You need to start believing.
I told you so, Douglas, and Bat Bleep Crazy Douglas are meeting right now. 215-592-9494. All right, Nick Sirianni is going to speak at 12:10. I can tell you what he's going to say. We're happy with the team we got. We believe in our guys. And I'm telling you, the truth is, Howie looked at the team and said 2025 is actually here. We'll carry the Sirianni press conference in its entirety coming up. Your calls on yesterday's deadline. Are you disappointed that Howie didn't make a move? I am. Kyle is. Hugh's living in Cope World over here. And iconic duos of people, the best iconic duos, will win a prize today. Your chance for the grand prize as well, which includes a smoker and a 55-inch TV, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniels. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Pardon me. Look at KC.
I mean, it really will hit.
You're trying to be what he's destined to be.
It will hit when this plays at the Super Bowl. I mean, it will.
No, it will. It's going to be everything's going to come full circle for him.
It will. Now, I would have felt better about that being a reality if
and
they
he's
actually
going to talk bad about the media and how they said all the mean and hurtful
especially
about
that former Eagle on the midday show crushed him.
You know, I have a theory about the Sirianni thing and the hair and all that. We're now like what 4 weeks removed from
that's about right
the head shave and things were going up and up and up. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they seemed like they hit snag. The hair's growing back.
Is that what it is?
He's got to cut it again.
He totally does. Again, you know, he mentioned publicly that his wife's not the biggest fan of the hair that short. Well, we got to decide what's more important here, wins or personal stuff.
Like, there must be something with the amount of hair like closing in on his brain, making it heavy up there.
You think that's
what
Sunday was?
More freedom.
Yeah. Better decisions. That's my motto.
Let it breathe.
Less hair, better decisions. That's the midday show's logic. All right, 215-592-9490. We're looking for iconic duos today for our big, huge. I mean, this is, would you say, the biggest giveaway in life?
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, it's in ever. In life.
In life, the history of the midday show. Well,
all of that.
Yeah, it's going on for the next couple weeks. We started yesterday. It's called ComboCon, the ultimate tailgate giveaway. Ultimately, by the end, we're giving away, listen, it's a Yeti cooler,
Yeti,
a cornhole set, giant Jenga, smoker, and a 55-inch TV. That will be our grand prize winner. You could be qualified today, and the winner today and every day for the next couple weeks wins Jack Daniels rock glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, smoking chips, and a tote bag. We're looking today for the most iconic duo. It's a fun topic. 215-592-9495. All right, before we go back to the phones and all things Eagles, Hugh's trying to cope or, you know, I don't even know what he's doing today, trying to pretend that the Eagles, you know, shouldn't have done it more yesterday. They did nothing at the deadline. Kyle and I are obviously not happy about it. Darius Slay, although he didn't play on Sunday, he wanted to chime in on the head coach we were just talking about. Here's Slay on his podcast on Sirianni's in-game decisions.
I ain't going to say it's really bad on offense, because we like our coach to be aggressive. I know a lot of guys be like, oh man, coach should take the points. Coach should do this. Coach should do that. Da 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 da. We okay with going for it on fourth down because we got guys that we trust and believe that could get the play done. You know what I'm saying? Not too long ago, we played the Giants. 4th and 3. And y'all know what happened on that 4th and 3. Tuck. You know where it hurts throwing that mother AJ on the go ball. Tuck. You know what I'm saying? So we cool with it. And you know what I'm saying? I can't say the Jacksonville Jaguars played the Snoopy, the best I ever seen a team play it, because I think we even convert now, maybe one, and that's rare. And we've been doing the Snoopy for so long, and guys didn't stop it. I got to commend them. They stopped it, you know, and everybody probably complained about the 2 points.
The 2 point, the tush push
is the Snoopy?
That's what he called. I guess that's their name for it.
We're putting a ban on that right now. So what are you talking about?
The Snoopy.
Never been a thing.
I was trying to, like, I heard it the first time. I'm like, what is he talking about? What is the Snoopy? So he defended Sirianni there. I have one thing I need to say, though, about the trust thing. Hugh, Sirianni said this the other day. I think he said it to his press conference. And by the way, the Sirianni press conference coming up in about a half hour, we'll play it for you. But he said it at his last press conference. I think he said it with Joe and John. He likes to use the term, trust is the reason he goes for the fourth downs, right? Mm-hmm. He trusts his players. He trusts Jalen. He trusts AJ, whatever. But if when he says that, does that mean the next time he doesn't go for it?
He doesn't trust him.
Right. Like when you kind of open the can of worms to, I'm doing this because I trust my players. Well, what happens if you decide not to go for it on Sunday against the Cowboys?
I think, you know what's funny about that? And I think back to when I played, that was something that you didn't have to tell anybody. You just knew that whatever coach called, he felt good about the position that he was putting you in.
Sure.
As a defender. If we go for it on 4th and 1, he doesn't have to say, hey, Hugh, I trust you guys. He doesn't have to tell you that. He's telling you that by the play.
The action. Yeah,
and,
the action.
And I think if he doesn't go for it, that doesn't say that he doesn't trust me. That, to me, says that he's doing what's best for that situation. So I guess you know what it is? It's, to me, when I hear them speak, I feel like they're going above and beyond trying to defend everything that coach does instead of just being honest about the situation. Because as a former player, I've never been in a game where only time that I ever felt like I wasn't trusted was when Donovan got hurt, Corey got hurt, and I think AJ Philly had to go in And I remember Joe Banner running into the locker room and talking about, well, you said he was belligerent, you know, and I like Joe, but he was all nervous about the fact that all our quarterbacks got hurt. And I remember sitting in the locker room. I'm like, we're still here. Like, we can, you know, we're a part of this team, and there's no need to panic or anything like that.
Basically, you were saying the defense will hold it down.
Yeah, we did. But to go above and beyond trying to defend everything that coach does, I just think it's a little bit too much. I do.
I feel like his biggest mistake is explaining it away by just being like, I'm always going to trust my guys.
Yep.
Like, he should have stopped after he said, I'm going to make the decision that I think is best for the team.
That's it.
At that time.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
Because I know it's going to happen. There's going to be a moment in the next few weeks he's not going to go for a fourth down or a two-point or whatever.
Right.
An area that he's done it before.
And then it's going to be the question, well, hey, did you not trust your team in that situation?
But let's use Jalen just because he's the quarterback. They're not going to go for a fourth down on offense. And then after the game, one of the reporters is going to say, did you not trust Jalen in that spot? And he's then what?
Right.
Like, you're caught then.
Yeah.
Like, well, I do trust him, but like, it just.
I think it's a mistake for him to lean on. I'm always going to make, or for any coach to say, I'm always going to make the aggressive decision, or I'm always going to make the conservative decision. Concern yourself with making the right decision, not the decision that ends up with the successful result, because you don't know what that is. But make the decision that is best in that moment, in that game, for your team. Not always the conservative, not always the aggressive, the right one.
Well, and the reality is this. Fans ultimately only care if the decision is right. This has always been, when we do baseball stuff with in-game decisions at bullpen, no one cares why Topper goes to this reliever. They care, did that reliever get an out?
And I've been saying this for weeks, and nobody is hearing it, especially Coach Sirianni, who's listening to the show. The more information that you offer up, the worse you make it for yourself, Coach, because now we're sitting here piecing together and talking about everything that you tell us. We don't need to know everything, because now you've put yourself in a position where everything you say is going to be overanalyzed. The simple fact that you put it out there that you trust your guy, you don't need to tell us that. They know that. You tell them that every week when you're in that locker room, when you have that breakdown. We hear it. You don't need to take that to the press conference. Because the only thing you're doing is adding more fuel to the fire when you don't do something that you said you do.
Yeah, it is. And look, Slay and the players, they defend him and they back him, and that's great. But the bottom line is, like, just make the right call, put the team in the right spot, and people will be fine with it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Kyle and I need help to get Hugh to change his mind on this. I mean, the fact that Hugh's okay.
Not going to do it.
With this idea
never
of
a quiet
deadline by Howie Roseman. It's rough. I mean, you were the guy. You were supposed to be leading this bus trip to New Orleans.
And I'm still on it. And you know what's funny about that, though? I wasn't leading a bus trip. I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and then y'all
commandeered
and made it a bus trip.
I'm sorry about that, but we have a bus trip now. You're leading it, and yesterday the Eagles said,
We have an agenda to change your agenda.
It's all about agendas here. John's in Brumall. Hey, John.
John, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
He absolutely had to do something yesterday. I don't agree with that the team is good enough. There's no way. They're not good enough to beat Kansas City. They're not good enough to beat Detroit. You know, and I don't even think they're good enough to beat Washington. I think they're going to lose them games, tell you the truth.
Well, they might. And Don, if they do that, then we're talking about a wild card at best. And it's an uphill climb to try to, you know,
I don't know if I believe
games.
that when they won't beat Washington, though. Come on, man. Washington almost lost to the Chicago Bears.
We almost lost the Jaguars.
Yeah, we always
yeah,
lose to
we
Washington.
Did almost lost
it
to
seems
Chicago
like every
Bears.
Year, even last I mean, year and the year before that, we still split with them at least. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, but that's
and Washington made moves, and we did.
That's the division. Look, you can't name me any year, whenever the Eagles were good or bad, that they didn't split in the division. I mean, that's just that's your division rival. That happens.
Right. Yeah, but they have weaknesses, and they know they have weaknesses deep down inside. And the thing is with this team, I blame Howie Roseman for years of not drafting the proper people. He a lot of draft bust. He has some good ones every once in a while. He's lucky, and he'll get a first-round pick that amounts to something. But the majority of the time, how many times has he's been around too long? They should have got rid of Roseman years ago.
Well, I think John, I think he does a good job. I'm a Howie guy, but I just this is bizarre, John, because if this is not his MO. Usually he's very aggressive, and every time they have a team that's pretty good, he adds. It's just this one caught me off guard. All right, John, give us an iconic duo. Who you got?
Sonny and Cher.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a big one, John. That's a really good answer. All right, John's in the mix. Sonny and Cher.
She's still doing her thing, man.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just saying she's performing. She's, you know, still, you know, having relations. She's doing her thing. she's still doing her thing. And she still looks great. What? I'm just saying, you asked me. What, you thought I was going to not answer the question? You wanted some clarity?
I just...
What? I don't understand.
Let's go to Jimmy and Prince, bro. I need a second. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, guys, man.
Hey, Jimmy.
First of all, I'm going to tell you, the three of you are so entertaining, man. I love the show. First time, long time. And you were absolutely one of my favorite ballers ever.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Jimmy. And Hugh used to know football, Jimmy. Remember that? when he used to know football?
Well, let me tell you this one. It's too much. I mean, the way he talks under his breath sometimes when certain callers are being stupid, I almost run off the road. It's unbelievable.
We don't have any stupid callers. Just callers that I don't agree with for the most part.
All the callers we have that disagree with you are brilliant.
We love our callers.
Go ahead, Jimmy. What are you thinking?
So what I'm thinking is 100% I agree that I'm disappointed in not making a move yesterday. The way I look at it, you know, some of the things that Howie did in 2017, some of the ballers he brought onto that team, it made a difference. They were true ballers on the field.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they were a present in a locker room. And I think if you brought somebody in like that with the way this defense is playing right now, you could take that defense to the next level. And I think he missed an opportunity. Just how I feel.
Yeah, I think, Jimmy, that's a good way to put it. He missed yesterday was an opportunity to get better. And it's one thing if it was a year where no one is making moves and it's like a quiet deadline. But most of the teams, Jimmy, that are contenders or at least, you know, have a good record, they added something. Like, even if it was just marginal, they tried to get better and we sat it out.
100%. I mean, they see that opportunity. They know where they're at, 6-2, 7-1, wherever they're at. And they said, hey, you know what? Let's spend a little bit of money. Let's bring another guy into this locker room, onto this field, and take a shot. And Howie didn't do that yesterday.
No, he didn't. Jimmy, give us a great iconic duo. Who you got?
Okay, these guys are truly iconic, and they got one of the most epic skits ever. Who's on first? Abbott and Costello.
Oh, you went old school with that one. That is a good one.
We've got some big ones here. Jimmy appreciates the phone. I mean, the last three, the Kelce brothers, Sonny and Cher, Abbott and Costello, Hugh. I mean, those...
Hey, yo, Abbott. I used to watch those movies every Saturday, whatever movie they were in.
Yeah.
You know, like the Mummy, Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy or whatever it was, but yeah.
We got some answers so far that are going to be, it's going to be a difficult debate for us by the end of the show to give away today's prize. 215-592-9494. You see that? I mean, the more people that chime in here, the more it's time for you to change your position.
Nah, I'm not. I'm okay with it because I try to be a forward thinker. I think a lot of people... Like, you know, you guys are kind of stuck in the past and you're letting all these past relationships and past heartbreaks hold you back.
We're trying to get better.
No, but I think we are better. I think we're getting better every week.
How did we get better when we did nothing?
They stood
because the guys are getting better. Defense is getting better. Your defense, the ones that y'all made me decide to cut my beard off for, held the Jaguars 16 points. What else do you want?
Stink.
More.
Yes.
Okay, well, they got another game coming. They got Dallas Cowboys.
Right, but now the trade deadline's over. Yeah, so
other
we can't
teams did
let them cook.
Didn't.
Let them eat. Let them young cats eat. Let the young Thunder cats do what
didn't
they do.
Didn't we just do this with the Phillies?
Didn't we just say?
This is the Yohan
Ross.
That's what it is.
No, see, that's what it is for y'all. Y'all got PTSD.
It should be for everyone.
Because of the Phillies.
But we tried this. We piecemealed it. Austin Hayes. Maybe Brandon Marshall hit lefties. Maybe Yohan Rojas is actually an offensive player.
Was it Nolan Smith trending as a bust about a few weeks ago?
Yes.
Now he's one of everybody's favorite Eagles. Wasn't the Kobe Dean trending as a bust?
Yeah.
Now he's everybody's favorite Eagle.
But I know I wanted to get rid of those guys. I want to add to the mix.
And they're playing well. And he's healthy. Favorite Eagle.
You're just overlooking the ad to the mix.
I ain't overlooking nothing.
You just like the Eagles. Overlooking, adding to the mix.
I ain't overlooking nothing. I'm trying to get you people correct.
All I know is this. Yesterday, the Kansas City, over the last couple weeks, the Chiefs got better. The Lions got better. The Bills got better.
They needed a receiver, though.
We needed stuff.
They needed. It would have been nice to have something, but we didn't need anything.
To win the Super Bowl?
No, we good. We still going to Louisiana. Still going. Southbound and down.
I will say this. I do not feel as good today as I did a couple days ago about the Eagles' chances. I watched the Lions get better. I watched the
because you're a habitual grass watcher.
I am.
You like to watch other people's
grass.
I'm
staring at grass. Okay? I am locked in. We keep talking about the Super Bowl. I don't even know if we're going to win our division.
I think we will.
Ah.
I know we will.
You know we will?
Yeah, I'm about to put a bet on it. Parlay. Win the division.
What are you going to parlay with? Another division winner? You could do that.
Man, what's up? I'm gonna say, okay, Detroit Lions.
Well, that's
chalk.
Well, it's not as chalky as I would say the Bills, who are up like four games in the division.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to do Lions, Eagles, and what else? You do a three-teamer?
I'll do three.
Do you hear that? Hugh knows they're gonna win the NFC East. He knows.
You don't
know
a damn thing.
I'm thinking about being a little, thinking outside. Maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, so what are you doing here? You're doing an Lions, Eagles, Steelers division winners parlay.
Yeah.
All right, you want to know
the Steelers are going to take that division from the Ravens?
I'm being a Mac.
No, you're going to give your money to the
$2
sites. Yeah.
Two whole dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm right,
I mean $2 wins about $14. You.
Now I need to juice up that parlay.
You got to juice it up.
Okay. I can't pick out of West. I can't pick it.
Well, that's
the Rams.
That's how you juice it up.
Yeah,
well,
but I can't pick the Rams.
Why?
Though.
Why?
Because I picked them not go to the playoffs.
Throw the Cardinals in there.
I'll throw the Cardinals.
All right. Four-teamer. And then See, now you're cooking. All right. Four-teamers. Steelers, Eagles, Lions, Cardinals, division winner parlay. It's 25-1. $2 wins $50.
I'll take that.
Right.
That's a coat right there.
Yeah, there we
Anything
go.
Anything that puts me in that coat area, I'm good
Hugh's
with that.
Got a coat. Tom and Willow Grove is up. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good,
Tom.
What's,
what's up, buddy?
Not much, man. I'm just driving to Scranton right now. If I lose you under the tunnel, I apologize.
We'll blame Hugh for it. No worries,
yeah,
Tom.
My
Go
fault.
Ahead.
It'd be my fault.
Always on you. But, yeah, I agree totally. You know, we should have made some type of move, especially on the defensive line, just to give some guys some breaks and rest, you know, for the second half of the season.
Yeah, Tom, I think that what you just said there is an important one. Like, the Eagles probably didn't have a super huge glaring hole. Like, you know, they have nobody at safety or nobody at pass rush or no one defensive line. But that's a big part of it, right? Keeping everyone fresh down the stretch. Tom, I go back to 2017. They didn't need a running back. They had LeGarrette Blount. They had Corey Clement. But they added Jay Ajayi to the mix, and it helped.
Right. Yeah, look at that fresh, Clement down the sideline for the pass. He's not in there if we don't make that move.
I totally agree, Tom. It's you have to almost get ahead of it instead of just, you know, waiting to see if there's a hole. It was a bizarre trade deadline, Tom. Howie's usually way aggressive, and it felt like this time he just sat it out. All right, Tom, give us an iconic duo. What do you got?
How about Bonnie and Clyde?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, we said iconic, and the people are bringing some iconic duos. Tom, we appreciate the phone call. Bonnie and Clyde, you see? See, you say you're pragmatic. I think Tom was pragmatic there. He was talking about trying to get ahead of the issues. Get a guy so if you have an injury or someone wears down, you've got more options.
I mean, but you always take that chance, man. But I look at it like this. Like, because I know a big talk yesterday was the running back position. How do we know Will don't have a running back on the team that can get it done? How do we know Will Shipley can't be
that
change of pace? How do we know? We drafted him.
He does have burst.
How do we not know? He had a touchdown and we got called back. How do we not know if we don't give him a chance? You know, and I look at it like, would I give him a chance? Yeah.
No, I'm all for it. Well, now you're kind of forced to.
No, I mean, I would.
I mean, like, you're talking about the
trade deadline. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So I understand what Hugh's point just was, and you're talking about a rookie, right? And you've also brought up Nolan Smith. I'm telling you, my theory is if you gave truth serum to Howie Roseman, you know where his eyes are?
Where?
2025.
You think so?
I don't. But they didn't. They're playing young players. They're going to roll with young guys. That's not how you usually win a Super Bowl.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs won doing that. Where they play the young corners.
Mahomes.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you're right. And they're hoping that at some point you could put more on your quarterback's plate. Like, you know what? To be totally honest, full disclosure. We solve all these problems. Everything that we're talking about with the defense, the offense, the fact that Saquon Barkley is running the ball as much as he is.
Yep.
We solve all these problems if we do one thing. You know what that one thing is?
Throw the ball more efficiently.
And put a little bit more on the quarterback's plate.
I agree. But they seem to be taking it away from him.
But, again, we're halfway through the season now. Who's to say that Jalen Hurts doesn't progress and takes all of that pressure off of everybody, because that's the answer right there, Joe.
I agree with you, and he might, but the evidence says week by week they're asking to do less and less.
Well, I mean, yeah, and I think part of that. But I think even though last week looked the way that it did, I think that there's some light at the end of the tunnel. A little bit of light, not a whole lot. I'm not about to sit here and lie to nobody, but there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Jahan Dotson, R. Sasquatch, because that's what he is.
I'm supposed to feel better because Jahan Dotson made a circus catch.
I'm just trying to give you a little bit of hope here. That's all I'm doing. Because if you've been following me and listening to these gems that I've been dropping on the stage the last couple of weeks, I'm the one that kind of told you. The one that kind of told you that when Coach Sirianni, had his Britney Spears moment, that this was going to be a rallying cry. Was I wrong?
No.
Okay. So follow me here.
So you got one right.
I got more than one right. I'm the guy that hit the eight leg parlay. Let's not forget.
I'm trying to forget.
Let's not forget.
We're all trying to forget.
I hit an eight leg parlay not too long ago. So I know what I'm doing. Whether you believe me or not, I know what I'm doing. I don't know why you're laughing. Has anybody else in here hit an eight-legger?
Yes.
When?
Dude, Hugh, some of us didn't just start gambling last week.
When did you hit an eight-legger?
Hugh, I've hit bigger than eight-leggers before.
Not this week? No, you didn't. Yes, you got to show me. I can show you mine.
I also have to remind
you. I can show you some insane bet slips, buddy.
Can I remind you also something?
Bend your knee to my knowledge.
A broken clock is right twice a day, all right?
I hit an eight-legger in the last couple weeks. I don't know nobody else can say that.
What does that have to do with the Eagles trading for
somebody? Because I'm right. I'm telling you what I'm talking about.
I told you so, Douglas.
You need to stop believing.
I told you so, Douglas, and Bat Bleep Crazy Douglas are meeting right now. 215-592-9494. All right, Nick Sirianni is going to speak at 12:10. I can tell you what he's going to say. We're happy with the team we got. We believe in our guys. And I'm telling you, the truth is, Howie looked at the team and said 2025 is actually here. We'll carry the Sirianni press conference in its entirety coming up. Your calls on yesterday's deadline. Are you disappointed that Howie didn't make a move? I am. Kyle is. Hugh's living in Cope World over here. And iconic duos of people, the best iconic duos, will win a prize today. Your chance for the grand prize as well, which includes a smoker and a 55-inch TV, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniels. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.